Now, this is called Friday Fun. We typically do this at 5:30, but we had too much Jet and too much Matrix on to accomplish that. So this is our Friday Fun. And yesterday, if you were listening, there is someone in here who is substituting for one of our mainstays on the show. His name is Tyler. Tyler is in for David Mino, who has run the board for what seems like decades here. Tyler, how are you?
Doing great.
Awesome, man. So we learned yesterday.
I think I'm a dark cloud.
We learned yesterday that Tyler, how long have you been working here?
About 2 years.
Okay. And you were an intern?
Correct. For Bob.
You know, I was an intern too, Tyler. Welcome.
You guys both came up the same way.
Yeah, we're part of the brotherhood. But we learned that, Tyler, we were doing Trifecta yesterday, and we were trying to induct a couple of people, one of them being Walter Mondale, who ran for president unsuccessfully. He was a vice president as well, and
right.
Tyler had not heard of him.
Well, he was out of office longer than I had been alive.
Yeah, I know, bud.
I know you have reasons.
You don't have to make excuses here. And then Gavin McLeod, who was the star of The Love Boat, Captain Stubing, and he was on Mary Tyler Moore, and we asked Tyler if he'd ever heard of The Love Boat, and he said no, he had not. So, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. Tyler, how old are you?
29.
29. Almost right. 30 years old. When do you turn 30?
October.
We're going to party, aren't we?
Sure.
We're going to have a big party.
We can.
Sure.
You like beer?
Not really. I'm not much of a drinker, but if you're there.
He likes crack.
Okay.
You could lure him down just about any path you want, Corby.
Well, we got a game show for you, Tyler, so crank this music up.
Wow.
We are going to play a game called Is Tyler Dumb?
Oh, no.
Probably.
Now, everybody's going to get to play in this game. Ty, I'm going to need an official scorekeeper. This is going to get very tricky.
I got it.
Okay.
Bob and Danny, you
Hello.
Are also part of the contestants.
Right.
But your main job is to guess whether or not.
I just want to keep score.
No. You guess whether or not Tyler will know the answer to this question.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound so bad.
Okay.
Sure.
Do I get to guess if I know it?
No, you do not. You just have to tell us if you know it. These are, because you are 30 years old, we're going to give you layup questions. What we consider absolute layup questions centering around the decades, the 1980s and the 1990s. Okay. You were born in what year?
91.
Okay. All right. Some of these should be wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Sure. I think they're easy. They may be difficult to you. All right, Bob.
Yes, sir.
You have to guess whether or not Tyler will know the answer to this. Tyler, name one of the two stars of the 1988 Oscar-winning film Rain Man. Bob, will he know the answer to this question?
No chance.
Tyler?
Do I get to say, you go back between me
no,
and Bob?
No, you're next. You're next. You get the next question.
Okay.
So he just guesses whether or not Tyler will know the answer. Name one of the two stars of the 1988 Oscar-winning film Rain Man.
Bob is correct.
You do not know?
No. I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but I do know what it's about. But yeah, I couldn't tell you who's in it.
That's point, Bob.
Yes!
Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman is where we're going.
Where I was leaning.
Well, you can guess.
Yeah.
We need guesses here,
man.
Yeah,
you're not trying to influence the guess.
Yes.
You're doing your best.
I could just want Bob to win.
Because there's a lot involved in this. Now, as we lower the music here, we would like to bring up this other music because I'm going to play you a song. All you have to do, Tyler, is tell me the name of this rock and roll band. Now, hang on. Danny?
Will he get this?
Will he get this right? Will he know the name of the band that sings this song?
How long are you going to play it?
He can hear the vocal.
Oh, he can't hear the vocal?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to say yes.
All right.
I mean, you too.
Look
Bingo!
At that.
All right, Tyler! This... The iconic mid-80s song With or Without You. Now, you didn't Shazam that on your phone real quick, did you?
No, I did not.
All right.
Danny
would
have noticed.
Let's get back to the match game.
So Danny's right as well.
Wow. Yeah, 1-1. What a great contest.
What a strange
Everybody's
way to
right
score this. It seems like we both should give our answer. Anyway, you're doing great.
Hey, don't talk to me, kid. Okay. Tyler, before you answer, Bob, will he know this? Who was Ronald Reagan's vice president? Who was Ronald Reagan's vice president?
That's a no for me.
George H.W.
We give it to him.
That is correct, sir! Yes! Yes.
Well
yes.
done, young man.
Tyler is rolling now.
Dingu for the steal.
Whew. All right, Tyler. Before you answer, Danny, you have to determine whether or not he will know this. These two NBA stars won six of the 10 MVPs in the 1980s. These two NBA stars won six of the 10 MVPs in the 1980s. Danny, will Tyler know this?
Will he get both of them?
Yeah, he's got to get both of them.
No.
Larry Bird. I should know this. It's sports. we'll go with... Well, I guess Jordan.
Hmm. Unfortunately, the other answer was Magic Johnson.
See, that was my first instinct. I was like, Jordan put up 60 points every game.
Go with your gut, man. Yeah. Yeah. Jordan's MVPs would come a lot later in bunches, in droves.
Right.
Well done,
so
Danny.
Danny got that point, too?
He got a point. Ty, what is the score so far?
My official scoring says Danny 2, Bob 1.
Oh, you're getting routed here.
Yeah, I really am.
Routed.
All right, Tyler. Name two Dallas Cowboy offensive players besides the triplets on their 1990s teams. Bob, will he know the answer to two Dallas Cowboy offensive players besides the triplets on their 90s championship two. Teams? Two.
You said offensive?
Yes. Hang okay. on now, Haas.
Awesome kid.
Yes, I think he can do this.
You're the worst game show host ever.
Tyler, can you name... These two men.
Larry Allen.
That's a tough one.
Yes. And Daryl Moose Johnson.
Woo! Good job, Ty.
Tyler.
Thank you.
Tyler.
How about that?
Made up for Magic Johnson.
What year were you born?
91.
Look at that.
1991.
I don't remember anything before 2000.
It's now 2-2.
Oh, thank you, Ty. Well done on the scorekeeping end. All right. Danny. Will he know this? This band was one of the leaders of the, quote, grunge movement. I'm going to play you a song. You tell me the name of this band, this grunge band. Danny, will he know this band? Don't look at him. Look at me.
I'm looking at him and you.
You eyeball me, boy.
He gets vocals. In disguise as no one. I'm going to go with no.
Tyler, who is this band?
I believe it is Soundgarden.
Good job, Tyler.
Tyler is rolling.
Man,
he is rolling now.
I needed that.
Yeah, you really did. You were
still tied.
Yeah. Well, you are technically
but,
still tied.
We're back on serve, though.
Oh, that's right. Ooh. It's on Bob's racket now.
Yeah.
All right. Bob, will he know this answer? This medical TV drama in the 90s starred George Clooney.
No.
Tyler?
Uh-oh.
What medical TV drama starred George Clooney in the 90s?
So I haven't seen the whole show, but shout out to my wife for watching it, and now I know the answer, ER.
Oh! Bob loses serve!
Tyler knows all, I think.
Bob loses serve. All right, Danny, will he know this answer? Again, layup questions, we think. Tough for Tyler. Who fell down the well in the 1980s? Who fell down the well in the 1980s? Will he know that, Danny?
No chance.
Tyler, who
there
fell...
There is a chance. I don't know her last name, but
that's
I was
okay.
born there, and
oh,
it was
crap.
A mile from where my mom grew up and my grandparents. I was born in Midland. Baby Jessica.
Yeah!
Okay.
Oh, Tyler!
Tyler! Tyler!
My birthplace. Thank you for the layup.
That's like growing up in D.C. and him asking you where the president lives.
Pretty much. The only thing we're known for over there.
Boy, this has turned into a spirited game now.
It's a battle. All right, Bob.
You're served, Bob.
Will Tyler know this question? What type of car was used in the movie Back to the Future? What type of car was used in the movie Back to the Future?
No chance.
Tyler, have you seen the movie Back to the Future?
It's been a long time.
Uh-oh. You know, the Doors did this and not this.
I wish it had been about the actors for this one.
Well, yeah. It's not.
Yeah, I don't know.
You want to guess a car?
The owner of the company went to jail for trying to fund his corporation with cocaine deals.
That's right. Does that help?
No, it doesn't.
His first name is John.
Yeah, that didn't help either.
It rhymes with, starts with a D.
It rhymes with Malorian.
Midi-Calorian.
All right. That
Bob
is DeLorean. DeLorean.
It's not a hover
car. Bob got a point.
He's yeah, man.
3-2. Woo!
Ty, what is the score?
3-2, I just told you.
He just told you.
The official scorekeeper nailed it. 3-2.
Danny is dormy.
Danny.
How many questions are left?
Danny. Will he know this answer?
Uh-oh.
The TV character Dr. Theo Huxtable was played by this well-known actor and rapist.
Great music.
Rapist.
Will
well-known
he know?
Actor and rapist.
Yes.
I think that's before his time.
It is
I'm
before his time.
No.
That's all before his time. Tyler, do you know the TV character Dr. Theo Huxtable? The actor that played him. He is actor slash rapist.
What did Danny say?
He said no.
Okay.
That is not relevant not, to your...
I just want to know.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'll just guess Bill Cosby.
No, I'm sorry. Bill Cosby did not play Theo Huxtable.
Oh, that's right.
Who did he play? Dr. Huxtable.
The dad. Theo's the kid, ding dong.
Oh, what's the dad's name?
Heathcliff.
Okay, yeah. Whatever.
But don't he whatever.
He got it. He got it.
That
he got
is
it.
Not
he
right. Got
it. Danny is wrong.
Well, this game is being played under protest.
I know my rapist.
Forward.
He does. He knows his rapist well. All right, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Name one actor in The Breakfast Club. Will he be able to name one actor in The Breakfast Club? Yes or no, Bob?
Look at me, Tyler. I don't think so. Well, I'll stick with I don't think so.
Okay, no.
Bob's never really been a believer in me, but I will go with Emilio Estevez.
Oh! You're still in the game, Bayless!
Tyler!
Thanks to the Mighty Duck series.
Yeah,
in the 90s.
You know what? That was actually my thought there.
But I have seen the movie, so
should
there's
not
that.
Have bet against
all
you.
Right, I need to get this back to Deuce.
All right, Danny.
This is fun.
This is fun.
What state was Ronald Reagan governor of?
Will he know the state that Ronald Reagan governed before he became president?
Mm-hmm.
He's surprising me so far. I hate underestimating him, but I'm going to go with no.
Okay.
He knows.
We keep guessing no.
You know, I don't know it off the top of my head. I know it, if I remember right, it's really random.
It's very random. You're right.
I want to say like some small northeast state.
Keep going.
So let's go with New Hampshire.
Deuce! Yes. Tyler, that random state is known as California.
Oh, okay. I was confusing something else.
Yeah, probably.
This is fun.
All right.
Oh, I should have known that because he was an actor.
We have time for one more maybe.
No, we can carry this over. Why not? I don't have anything for Community Quick Hits.
Bob.
Yes, sir.
The question for Tyler, name an Oliver Stone film. Will he be able to name one Oliver Stone film? Don't look at him. Look
yes.
at me.
I'm going to say yes.
Tyler, name...
I believe in Tyler.
...one Oliver Stone film.
Man, the one time Bob believes in me.
I know.
Yeah, I've
stoner laugh.
He does have a great laugh.
There's no way.
You don't know any of them.
No, I don't. I don't know these. Yeah, I'm going to pass. Can I pass?
No, that is...
Pass line?
This is it. This is for the championship.
Well, it's a bad championship moment.
Ty, what is the score?
3-3.
3-3. Bayless?
Bayless!
Will he be able to know what movie this is from?
Well, Frederica used to work for Mrs. Lippman. Did you know her?
No, huh? Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Danny, will Tyler know what movie, Oscar-winning historic film, this is from for the win?
As many times as that drop has been played on the air,
yeah,
and I think Tyler's a P1, we talk about this movie a lot.
We do.
And I have faith in the youth of America. I'm betting, I'm putting all of my chips in on the millennial. He knows it.
Tyler?
You guys picked the wrong time to believe in me.
God almighty, you knothead.
No way. No way.
I will guess.
Come on, dude.
A movie that I think y'all mentioned quite a bit. My Cousin Vinny.
Yes! Yes!
My Cousin Vinny!
Is that actually it?
Screw
it!
Yeah, next segment, tiebreaker. No, 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 no. Next segment, tiebreaker. Right, screw this.
Idiot! It's Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah.
Go to break.
That close.
Per 6:25. Who is going to run this town tonight, Corby? Here on the Hard Line.
Is it Bob? Or is it me?
Well, we're in the middle of a game show. It's going to take the place of Community Quick Hits. Is there a sponsor for Community Quick Hits, Tyler?
There is not, unfortunately.
This game show.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, so we're in the middle of... How Dumb Is Tyler?
Dude, soften the title a little bit.
Dumb.
What? It's part of the...
Dumb.
Yeah, it'd fit if it was noon to three, I guess.
Right, right.
They hate you, by the way.
Oh, man, do they ever.
I know.
So, anyway, we determined that Tyler was pretty clueless when it came to anything before his 10th birthday. He is 30 years old, or pushing 30 years old, and we're giving him a quiz of 80s and 90s things. That are, if anybody's listening, driving around, they're probably banging the steering wheel, thinking this is really easy, but let's remember, the 30-year-olds, they don't know as much. So, within the game, we're giving Bob and Danny the opportunity to guess whether or not Tyler will get the answer right. We have gone through 15 questions so far, and you guys are tied at 3 points apiece.
That's crazy, and it's so, back to Bob.
Means I've gotten 9 right.
Yes.
He's a tough riddle to solve.
And it is difficult.
Like, just when you think he knows a lot of things, he lets you down.
Yes.
But then when you think he knows nothing, he also lets you down, Danny.
All right, well, let's pull the music back up.
He's an enigma.
Yep.
All right, the question, Bob.
Yes.
Will Tyler know this? Dennis Rodman won titles with this team that originally drafted him before he went to the Chicago Bulls.
Bob?
That's going to be a no from me, Doug.
Okay, wow. Tyler.
Trust my sports knowledge. The Detroit Pistons.
Oh!
Damn!
Danny!
The Bad Boys.
Yeah, the Bad Boys. That's right.
I see where this is going now.
The ball is in your court, Bayless.
Finally get it.
Danny, will he know this? This golfer was nicknamed the Shark. He won 2 majors, but most famously, he blew a 6-shot lead at the Masters on Sunday to lose to Nick Faldo. Who is this golfer? Danny, will Tyler know?
No, he won't.
Yeah, too early on my sports bragging there.
The Shark?
Not much of a golf guy. I don't know if he's won a major, but I'll say Lee Trevino.
You're the best.
I know it's Corby's
not
guy.
Lee Trevino.
Whatever.
Like Ronaldinho.
Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Brazil's own Lee Trevino.
I love it. I'm so happy. So
what's great. The answer?
Wait. Did you say he was going to get it, Danny, or no?
No, I said no.
Oh, the answer is Greg Norman. Danny, you have secured a point.
I know. Okay.
Ty, what is the score?
4-3, Danny.
Our scorekeeper's killing it over there.
Yeah. Thank you.
I expect more out of Norman.
Okay, Bob. Only a few more left.
I'm running out of time.
Will he know the answer to this? The TV show Cheers. I'm going to give him two options.
Okay.
He can either name the city that it was set in, or the actual setting inside of what was the series. You see what I'm saying? He can name the city that it was based in, or what was the actual setting when they filmed it. Where were they? He's got two options here.
Like, what sort of building were they?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Yes, he absolutely knows this.
Thank you.
I mean, he's Tyler, after all.
Thank you. It wasn't a bar, and I believe it was Seattle? Or was that the spinoff Frasier?
He did get one right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would give him
say it was in a bar or wasn't a bar?
No, it was in a bar.
Okay. Yeah, he said was in a bar.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any new phrase? I feel like that might be worth 2 points.
It's really not at all. At all.
But tie. It's worth the point.
We are tied up, Danny.
Yeah, we are. How many questions are left?
Three.
One, two, three. Okay.
You get two of them.
I know.
Still on your racket, Bayless.
Yeah.
If Bayless. I get this one right,
he's dorming.
I might not win, but I can't lose.
That's true. Go.
That's right.
This man.
Is this the man?
Danny. Will he know?
Who destroyed the buffet at the Harrow Club this morning?
Why wasn't that in here?
Or who was the man that drove O.J. Simpson around in the white Ford Bronco? Will Tyler know the man who drove O.J. around in the white Ford Bronco? Danny! Bayless! We need your answer!
No.
Man, this pressure's getting to me. I should know this. I've seen that documentary so many times. This best friend, and it's...
We'll,
I know he's
we'll
got...
accept one name.
It's an acronym. He goes by...
Time's running out, Tyler.
Well, you got that right.
You're...
I know.
We need a last name. No acronym.
No, we'll give the acronym.
We'll accept an acronym.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, why can I not remember this?
Theo Huxtable, my nuts.
Your time is up, Tyler.
Okay, that's fine.
If it's warm in here, what should we turn on?
I should know this. That's my fault.
AC Cowlings is what we're looking for.
I knew it wasn't like DJ or AJ, but yeah, it was...
Thank you for knowing that.
Point, Danny?
Yes, I can't lose, but I might not win.
I'm dormy.
Bob? Will he know this? This man was the first 300-pound defensive tackle to ever score a touchdown. His nickname is a type of kitchen appliance.
No.
Not even with that little...
What, does he have to know his name or the name of the appliance?
I believe...
I love his laugh!
Or both.
It's great.
See, I believe Tyler also specializes in sport, but it was 85.
Yeah. 6 years before. It's pretty iconic, though.
I'm going to say no.
Tyler, who is the first 300-pound defensive tackle to ever score a touchdown? His nickname is a type of kitchen appliance.
I'm so disappointed in Bob. Refrigerator Perry.
Oh!
He knows the sports.
It was the 85 Super Bowl.
Oh!
Bob, how is he doing this?
Oh, that means...
He's been consistent with his sports.
He
really, he didn't know the shirt.
Golf's not a real sport.
That means our winner is Dan Bayless!
Or we can do winner take all one question.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Loser has to get a mohawk. Oh, wait.
Where's Jubb?
Yeah, but just one for fun. One more question.
Okay, final question was, what do you know this? This tennis player in the 90s wore jorts, had long hair, and married Brooke Shields and won 7 majors.
Is tennis a sport, Danny?
Maybe not to Tyler. I'm going to say, let's both guess. What do you think, Bob?
And his buzz quote was, image is everything.
You're going to say no, so I will
say
yes.
I'm going to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
I think he'll know this.
All right, well then I'll say, honestly, I don't think he'll know this.
The Brooke Shields threw me off there.
What?
Because when you...
The Brooke Shields?
I thought
Shields?
I knew who you were going for.
Well, then ignore the Brooke Shields thing.
Because I know who married Mia Hamm.
Okay.
Okay, go for that.
Go on.
So I'll just, and I know he had long hair, so we'll just say Andre Agassi.
Yeah! Wait a minute, Mia Hamm?
Mia Hamm?
He didn't marry Mia Hamm.
It was Nomar.
Yeah, Nomar.
Oh. He said he knew who married Mia Hamm.
Yeah.
What would that help? You got it right.
Okay, thank
you. It eliminated Agassi.
I know who married
Mia Hamm.
I know who married Princess Diana, so Madonna.
Well, Danny.
Okay, got it.
Issa, what a great win for you.
Especially overcoming the Theo Huxtable.
Yeah, the courage you showed.
I can't.
That's unbelievable.
It's Cliff.
Bob.
Heathcliff.
What a breakdown for you. So many people are disappointed right now that had you in their pool.
This defeat will drive me.
I love you, Bob.
I love you too, Tyler.
Tyler, great job, buddy. That was fun. Thank you. There is... How dumb is Tyler?
Still so mean.
What?
So
all right,
well,
Storm
we found
Center's
out he's
next.
Not. Introduce-